All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something powerful, cultivating inner strength through self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another episode about being nice to yourself, stick with me. This isn't just fluffy feel-good stuff. True inner strength doesn't come from beating yourself up or pushing through every obstacle like a superhero. It comes from embracing who you are, flaws and all, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend. Think about it. Ever felt like you're constantly battling against yourself? You set goals, trip over obstacles, and then end up beating yourself up for not being good enough. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? That inner critic is doing more harm than good. It's draining your energy, sabotaging your progress, and honestly, just making life a whole lot harder than it needs to be. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's like giving yourself a giant hug after a tough day, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and reminding yourself that you're worthy of love and support, even when things aren't perfect. Here are 5 power moves to unlock the inner strength through self-compassion. 1. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head saying you're not good enough or you should be doing more. It's a liar. Seriously, it's just programmed on negativity. Start by recognizing those thoughts for what they are, unhelpful and often untrue. Then, consciously replace them with positive affirmations. You got this. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one is all about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, your emotions. When you get caught up in negative self-talk, gently bring your focus back to the present. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to dwell on our failures more than our successes. Make a conscious effort to celebrate every little victory. Did you finish that project? Nailed that presentation? Take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishment and be proud of yourself. 4. Learn from your mistakes. Okay, so you didn't get it perfect this time. No big deal. Everyone makes mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, view them as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, figure out how you can do better next time, and move on. You're not defined by your mistakes, you're defined by how you learn and grow from them. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. This is crucial, folks. Imagine a friend struggling. What would you say to them? You'd offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding, right? Now treat yourself with the same compassion. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this whole self-compassion thing. A few months back, I was working on this huge project, deadlines were looming, pressure was on, and I felt like I was drowning into dust. One evening, after a particularly stressful day, I caught myself in the mirror ranting at my reflection about how incompetent I was. I mean, seriously, who talks to themselves like that? It was awful. But then something clicked. I realized I was being way harsher on myself than I would ever be with a friend going through the same thing. So, what did I do? I sat down, took a deep breath, and started listing all the things I'd accomplished that day, even the small wins like finishing my morning workout or responding to those pesky emails. I reminded myself that I was doing my best under challenging circumstances. And you know what? It made a world of difference. The pressure didn't magically disappear, but the negativity did. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. That's just part of the human experience. But how we respond to those challenges is what defines us. By cultivating inner strength through self-compassion, we create a powerful foundation for resilience, growth, and lasting happiness. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, support, and kindness, especially from yourself. So, next time that inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear, hit the pause button and remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and your unwavering worth. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who needs a little reminder to be kind to themselves. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find their way to this podcast and cultivate that inner strength we all crave. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep being amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.